So, we know the details now of Bob Uecker's celebration. I'm going to tell you those and then play a really cool clip from over the weekend. So, the Brewers will celebrate the life of broadcaster Bob Uecker on August 24th. That's a Sunday, the series finale against the Giants at American Family Field. Here's some of the details. Bob Costas, the Emmy Award-winning broadcaster and longtime close friend of Uecker, will host a pregame program on the field.
Wow.
There's going to be lots of cool appearances. We don't know the names yet, but they say lots of celebrities, people from his Hollywood life, from the sports life. Everybody who comes to the game will get a lapel pin featuring the Uecker uniform patch design worn by the Brewers this season. It'll only be available if you go to the game. They're not going to sell it. And also, the Brewers and Giants will use baseballs and bases that feature a Uecker celebration logo only during this one game.
Ooh.
Lots of scoreboard features to air regularly throughout the breaks in the game, sort of stuff like that. 50-50 raffles that will be for Uecker's charities that he really liked. So this weekend, in the booth, Jeff Levering and Lane Grindle, two incredible broadcasters, got in this little conversation about one of Uke's favorite things, bacon.
Steer is not what bacon comes from. It comes from pigs. But we were talking about bacon earlier.
I was curious the transition you were going to make there.
Yeah. We were talking about bacon earlier, and you were talking about microwaving it today and kind of bringing us back to what Uecker would do during day games, specifically Sundays, when we would have bacon up here in our booth, and he would microwave it until it was charred, and it would smoke up the entire booth that we occupy. It became a thing for me over the last maybe 3 years or so, where when we would be on the road and we would get served breakfast before a day game, I would take a picture of my bacon, especially if it was like on the crispy side, and I would send it to you, and eventually he would text me back, and every time he would say, try again, or not crispy enough. I don't think there was one time, whether it was bacon I had made at home in the off season or on the road, I ever sent him a picture of, and I like it on the crispy side too, but not, I mean, nobody would want it the way he had it. Every time it was, nope, not good enough, Grinny. That doesn't pass.
See, I think that he would do it just to do it and get the laughs and get the attention. I don't know if he actually liked it that way, because you'd touch it and it would just disintegrate.
Right, it would crumble. I mean, that was a tradition that, for I know for you and me, those are the little things that we really miss. Of course, the big laughs and the big moments and all of the things that you've heard so many stories told over the last 2.5 months that so many of our listeners and the people in the crowd here today know those stories. But it's the little daily things that we experienced in the booth, and frankly, just us in this booth with Uke, that I think has been the hardest part of this week, this first week at home without our friend. The conversations we would have around the dinner table every single night. We call it the round table. And I think if I had to say what I will miss the most at the ballpark, it is dinner at the round table every night, where most of us said very little. We listened and laughed.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard story after story, firsthand accounts of the legends of the game, and you pinched yourself every night. Couldn't believe you were lucky enough to hear it.
Jeff Levering and Lane Grindle.
So nice. I love my bacon extra crispy, too.
Yeah, I'm a crispy guy, too.